would be the case that we ask, how can it be that this strange feature of conditioning the water was observed in a species of fish, whose place of origin, the Sargasso Sea, is so far from that continent, whose rivers are sought by females to become mature and acquire their position to spread the species? All these questions, making up the puzzle of eels, are simple answers, fully intelligible, studying to figure 19, which, besides solving the problem of Atlantis, also explains the enigma of the eel, closely linked to that. The figure outlines the Atlantic 19 west, before the disappearance of the island of Atlantis. The waves of the Gulf fighting against the west coast of this island, lock, there are diverted, and its main contingent, are forced to come into a huge whirlpool, circumvolvendo the area of the Sargasso Sea, while to the east, reach the Atlantis, sweet and rich in the west, the Central and North America, no less rich in rivers and lakes. Figure 19. The region of eels in the North Atlantic, in the Quaternary, was concentrated around the large island of Atlantis, A. Due to the movement of waters of the Gulf around the Sargasso Sea, S. From the Atlantis, this current has to be part of the living space of the female eel, as happens today with Western Europe and more distant. The life and behavior of eels should be understood as a special and intelligent adaptation to the Gulf, surrounding the Sargasso Sea, only after the disappearance of Atlantis and the consequent solution of the continuity of the movement of the waters of the Gulf, around the sea the Sargasso, the behavior of the eel has become incomprehensible and enigmatic, because, by virtue of their instinct, are still living as if Atlantis still existed. The eel cannot forget the Atlantis. This was the whirlpool of eel's living space, before the cataclysm that has brought the great flood and did it disappear, along with the island, Loch. At that time, the behavior of eels was adapted to his living space. Nothing more had to do, and take leave by the maelstrom of the Gulf Stream, which carried the water for marine and freshwater, back to the sea water. Nothing Istranhavala species of fish have chosen this vital area, offering a convenient means of transport between the sea and river and has used it to become their adult females in freshwater, easy to reach. Who knows if both have contributed to the relatively more secure protection against the seabirds that live in coastal and no more of the coastal zone and the large fish and mammals that cassavam in high seas. Perhaps this was to safeguard the lives of females is essential for the propagation of the species. Moreover, at the time when the eels were fully adapted to his living space, their number was much higher. The point of the continental rivers have not been sufficient to ensure enough food for all schools and, thus, were reserved to females. Anyway, the truth is that the conditioning of water only makes sense and does not involve too many risks for the spread of the species is within the habitat of eels. Seawater was as much fresh water. This condition existed, in fact, before the disappearance of the island of Atlantis, today, no longer exists and therefore the life of the eel has become enigmatic and become a problem for doctors. However, looking at the figure 19, these puzzles are revealed. The submarine thick jungles of the Sargasso Sea, surrounded by the Gulf, to protect the breeding of eels, fish all die there, having spread their species and then played the young, newly born. The slow, warm, water marine, took the pups around the submerged forests of the Sargasso Sea, always ready to offer shelter and protect them against all dangers. When the young, transparent, had old enough to leave that sanctuary, that the current calm and certainly led to the river outfall near and distant, both to the west, and to the east. Here, then, was the desire of females in fresh water, which did enter the outfall, rising rivers and penetrate ever more land in Europe, where they were safe from most enemies. Moreover, in their quality of hunting, had sufficient conditions to defend themselves when they lose their attribute of transparent and were forced to fight for life. While the females swam in the river water to reach maturity, the return was to meet with the males. They remained in marine waters, to feel the call of females, in return, probably transmitted by the gametes, which enable contact between the aquatic beings unimaginable distances. and then came to meet, forming the great nuptial procession, led by the usual stream of warm water into the underwater jungles, protective, where did the mating, followed by the spawning of death and a new beginning, completing it is, thus, their life cycle. How was practical and full of meaning such interlacing of living space and animal behavior? The coexistence of the maelstrom of the Gulf Stream underwater jungle and offered protection, both for couples in marriage, for newborn pups, transparent, that they could always retreat, before the approach of any threat. Then, when the eels were not required to undertake hazardous sea crossings and apparently meaningless, which loses much of its species, their number should have been huge. However, the life cycle of the eel came to an end with the disappearance of their means of transport, the eddy current in the Gulf, along with the island, lock, that caused. And, then, was the opposite side of conditioning instinctive. The instinct not reason, nor is doubt unravel. Beings acting on instinct cannot be rigicate. Also the eels follow your instinct, as always followed, from Cretaceous. Know nothing about the disappearance of Atlantis, the disruption of aquatic circle around the Sargasso Sea, but even if they knew, could not change the course of his instinctual life. Today, as formerly, the instinct tells eels, yet transparent, entering the Gulf, but that will not take the jungles around the submarine, protective, but so far, across the Atlantic to distant Europe. Many puppies die on this trip. However, they should go to Europe because there is going to the Gulf in its route that before the disappearance of Atlantis was cyclical, and since then it is straight, one way. And, therefore, also the nuptial cortege should return by the ocean, despite the enormous risks and losses to be faced in crossing endless. For this reason, the blind and deaf schools to move around it, in order, with all its strength, reaching its sanctuary, which were brought by the Gulf as soon as possible. Well, this is just the place where, deep in the jungle submerged, the school is protected against all enemies, you can pair up and spawn. For this purpose and to protect the young, the school undertakes the long journey of two crossings of the Atlantic, because the puppies are living, are ensuring the preservation of the species, and for their benefit, eels, instinctively, live and work. Thus, until today, the life of eels, in the beginning, as in his view, remains closely linked to their sanctuary in the Sea of Sargassos and these last vestiges of a behavior, once perfectly suited to environmental conditions, are still preserved at the expense of many, many individual losses along the ocean crossing, and return. This is the price to be paid by the disappearance of the eel island of Atlantis. This would solve the puzzle of the eel, which is explained considering the tremendous changes in the course of time, which also demanded its tribute of primitive harmony of life. Apparently, the eels have better memory and longer than men. For them, their land to the east will never be lost. Each baby eels, transparent, each adult eel, green, brown, gives its mute testimony to the existence of Atlantis. Atlas, Atlantis. Every puzzle has a solution, as long as they could find the key to clear it. This applies also to the puzzle surrounding the ancient and lost civilization Atlantis. Its key is the magic word, Atlantis. Atlantis, the submerged island, the ocean that bears his name and people of the Atlantic has a common mythical symbol, is the giant Atlas, holding the sky. It is only in appearance that his name distunes some of the island and the ocean, because the genitive in Greek atxkou shows the root and the common name of this mythical giant is the key to understanding the culture Atlantis. The passage oldest was transmitted to us in writing. The Odyssey speaks of the legendary island of Ogygia and the nymph Calypso, daughter of the giant Atlas. A goddess inhabits the island, shaded by trees, daughter of Atlas, that he knows everything, who knows the dark depths of the sea and that, alone, supports the columns, separating the earth and sky, but, 51, 54. The exact translation of the last line of special importance for our case, says, the self, which has large columns, separating the earth and sky, describing the phenomenon primitive, subsequently, transformed into the mythical symbol of Atlas, holding the sky. Without doubt, its origin is based on real facts. In its fourth day of travel, dedicated to the Muse Melpomene, Herodotus says about the extreme northwest tip of Africa. Then, after 10 days, a hill of salt and a margentine, and there are people living around the hill. A mountain, name of Atlas, is approaching that hill. The mountain is narrow and rounded, they would be so high that no one can see the peak, always covered with clouds, both in the summer as in winter. The people of the land says that the hill would be the sky. 4.184. It is the mountains of Atlas, a great nickname, in northwest Africa, with two peaks amount to 4.000 meters above sea level. Since the time of Polybio, this mountain is called Atlas. For this reason, the later Hellenic version of the legend of Hercules, beyond lies the mythical giant, Atlas, so that Eros, in search of gold to put the gardens of Hesperides, could find itself with it and live the adventure with the known globe. It is known that the Atlas Mountains was named in the relatively late age. The people of the region called it with Diris according Strabo, and Duran, according to Pliny. Also, the name of the ocean, beyond the Pillars of Hercules, called the Atlantic, as the island itself, is commit, vadimentiolda. The sea cannot derive its name from the mountains in northwest Africa. Moreover, this range and above, its main peak, had its name changed, for reasons easily explained. A quote from Herodotus clarifies the case. The name of the mountain was subject to its height, its involvement by clouds and their looks impressive, considering the still strong resemblance to the original Atlas that once gave its name to the ocean. Atlas was the original name that went to the African mountains, where he, along with Atlantis, and everything that was on that island, sank in the sea. The proof of this is the existence of the Azores Islands, the scant remains of the old Big Island, submerged. Moreover, as correctly identified by Athanasius Kircher, the nine islands are the peaks, appearing above sea level, the highest mountains in the massive ground submarine, which was once Atlantis. In one of these islands, called Pico, Pico Alto, the 2,320 meters, altitude respectable, dawn of the waves of the Atlantic, estimated at about 3,000 meters depth to which fell the massive ground floor submerged, the high peak have the impressive altitude of 5,300 meters, or 500 more than the Montana Blanc, Switzerland, the highest mountain in Europe. Just imagine a mountain gigantesque, the size of Montana Blanc, and find it mentally in the bluff of a subtropical island. Behold, then the order that would have appeared before the eyes of primitive navigators of the times, to set off the coasts of the continent of wild, barbarian, east, towards the Isle of the Blessed. The sacred mountain, born of the waves, in fact, appeared playing the celestial regions. The example of what has been said of the Atlas mountain range in northwest Africa, also the peak of the Proto-Atlas, was constantly surrounded vapor and clouds. It was the mountain itself to expel these fumes, as well as the high peak from today, also the Atlas of time before the time was an active volcano, equal to that found in the main crater of Mount Etna, the main crater of the Proto-Atlas up clouds of steam, sometimes covered the peak, is now raised, in the form of pine, mixing with the clouds of heaven and, thus, linking the three elements of life that are the sky, water and earth. In this respect, it is perfectly intelligible the mythical image, closed in odd phrase of Homer, saying that Atlas, the giant, who knows the depths of the sea, is a column that separates heaven and earth. Therefore, steep, abrupt, giant mountain that rises from depths of the sea, as if he had just built up far more of their funds, thus giving rise to the parable in which he, Atlas, appears to know the dark depths of the sea. The column of clouds, which he designed, apparently, supports the heaven and the heaven it is based. So she, the mighty column, separating the sky from earth. This resurges the original image, the prototype of the later mythical symbol. After submerged the original image, The symbol has been transferred to the High Atlas Mountains in North Africa. Here is the explanation of the change of meanings over the ages. The island of Atlantis, whose name passed into the Atlantic Ocean, derived its name from the high mountain that dominated and characterized. And on this basis to the legend created as a parallel of Atlas, holding the sky, the first king, Atlas, firstborn of Poseidon, god of the sea. In Nahuatl languages, either people living west of Atlantis, Atl means water and, judging by the names of the peaks in the Andes, Anti means high mountain. Thus, it would reach the hypothetical translation of mountain water has emerged, mountain, amidst the water in perfect harmony with the real thing, especially when viewed from the east. In any case, that the mountain smoking, the crest of the wave, stood up to the sky, whose roof supported with its column of vapor, is the real reason was primitive and the first bearer of the name Atlas, sent to the island and the ocean in around them. This found its embodiment in the original king, Atlas, and the giant of the same name, claiming the sky, materializing is, thus, both the mythical policy, as for cosmology. However, this was only one of its many reflections, along with other, much more. Important. It would be reasonable to assume that the Atlas Mountains is the prototype of the pyramids and all the works of worship, multiform and varied, in the west and east of Atlantis, and elsewhere, where fell directly or indirectly a ray of light emitted by large submerged island. Large number of observers have noted the unmistakable similarity, revealed by the works of worship older, the majority of so-called high civilizations of the remote past. The most representative structural type is the pyramid and thus talks about a belt of pyramids, involving China, with its pagodas of several floors, the towers of churches of Eastern India, situated on the banks of the Nile, its congeners less known in Libya as well as works megalithic, primitive, only in its external appearance, in Northwest Europe, the Nurags in Sardinia, the Cranigs and Brox Island and Scotland, the Trudhas and Truly in Puglia, the Balearic Islands and Taleouts, west of the Atlantic, the Tau, Kali of Maya, Totonaca, Toltecas, Aztecs and other primitive peoples Americans. All these works are based on proto, common symbol, represented by the huge mountain, touching the sky, in which, or on which the gods reside in their homes, in their temples. The figs. 20 and 21 seek to illustrate these ancient links. The figure 20 sketches a highly significant structural reasons, but until now poorly explained, all these works of worship have a starting point for a structure in several steps, shown at least in its initial phase. Tried to explain, saying that with his technique, the manufacturer's former sovereign be only certain times, so it had to put a floor on top of another in order to erect works higher. Figure 20. Atlas, supporting the sky, as a prototype of the pyramid in steps. To judge by the general character of the volcanic islands of the Azores, before the disappearance of Atlantis, the high peak current must have been a volcano in steps, consists in several successive eruptions and reaching high altitude. The picture, right, shows a cross-section of the strata, in steps, the volcanic pit is outlined in black. The volcano in steps is the prototype works of worship, also built in steps, which served as a model for various architectural types, adopted in India, Central America, Mesopotamia and Egypt. It may be that in either case, in fact, that reason prevailed, dictated by technical constraints contemporary. But why the structure in the form of steps continued to be used when the technical progress has allowed the construction works high, the big. This applies especially to the pyramids of temples, the rather obtuse, Central America, similar to Hill's landfill, undoubtedly would have been easier to site them in a straight line rather than in steps. However, despite this, it retained the original structural form, it seems, because the real protoforma have foreseen the release of several floors, with one over the other. This conclusion rests on the confirmation of the volcano Atlas, which, moreover, consubstantial eyes are the original form of the works of prehistoric cult. That right, the Fig 20 outlines a cross-section of a volcano in steps. There are several layers of the steps, easily identifiable by different shading. Why spend your way to the exhaust pipes of volcanic products, designed in black, with the central tube leading to the main crater at the center? On the left, Figure 20 gives the external view. When compared with the outline of a Central American pyramid, on terraces, such as the Pyramid of the Sun in Teotihuacan, Board 7, the fundamental similarity is obvious as to hardly be taken as pure chance. Also, this comparison suggests the origin of works of worship, in overlapping steps, as linked to the prototype of the volcano in steps. And of all the volcanic mountains was the most sacred of Atlas, holding the sky, located on the island in the center of the world. The figure 21 shows up on the scheme of reconstruction and reduction of the prototype, layers superimposed on the mountain and at its top, the column supporting the sky. Two types derived from this prototype structure, easily identifiable, namely the Tomb of the Hero, archaic, the Timbos or Tumulus, later transformed into the Templum, temple that in its line, master is the Great Tombs of Stone, in Northwest Europe. Both the structural type as the material of construction were always adapted to local conditions. For this, Canto XX3 of the Iliad provides a classic example, with its description of the funeral of Patroclus. The dead, after the addition, the abode of the gods, rests inside a mountain hollow, artificial, why? Also beyond the ocean, separating the old world new world, and that would probably be the oldest. The kings and chiefs were also buried under hills, as happened in the east. The column of Totem, a symbol in the structural style of the obelisk and Menha, is expressed as a manifestation of such cults, we have forgotten, and thus became incomprehensible. And, unless mistake, we make finding the remains of Atlantis. In troubled times, tumultuous, the articles of worship also served in squares and such strong citadels exist, since the ancient times of the Neolithic Lower. The figure 22 shows the known mountain house in Stroneg, a village in Lower Austria, with its layers unmistakable Atlantic, congener of the Pyramid of Saqqara, the Biblical Tower of Babel and the Pyramid of the Sun in Teotihuacan. Eventually, this line to continue the structural Chinese pagodas and presumably for the extreme forms of the temples in steps Dravid, Surf Equipment 5-7. Another reason may be significant in tracing the mountain giant, now semi-submerged, Pico Alto, the Azores, which rises above sea level and always was, and continues to be, an active volcano. Vapors rise from its crater. The fiery glow of incandescent lava in its interior reflects on the clouds. The column of smoke, the returns, dyed red with gold target peak covered with snow. A golden light seems to involve the top of the volcano where, to speak in the style of times gone, inside, the deity and agree with voice of thunder, go to the dead. Figure 21. The architecture of worship, in steps, has evolved and adapted to return smaller proportions of the prototype, figure 20. Its symbol is the mountain structure supporting the sky, i.e. the mountain with the column of smoke reaching the sky. The following architectural forms derived from this structural type, a. The grave of hero, archaic, tumulus, or monument Timbos with this, put soil around a corridor burial, sometimes in several layers, with a column or a landmark in the center of the top, left, b. The architecture of the Christian church, evolved from the old tomb of a hero, the formal similarity with the mountain of heaven, figure 20, is not always clearly identifiable. The drawing at right shows the cathedral of St. Cernan in Toulouse, 1060, still showing the steps in typical form, which is the base, church, with the celestial column, tower, on top. Even the cathedrals rise on graves. The Cathedral of St. Peter is the landmark erected on the grave of Hero of Peter, the Prince of Apostles. First, there was a crypt, and on top of it, a small chapel, the artificial hill, hollow, with a small tower columnadotte superimposed. However, not only the Christian churches, the mosques but also symbolize a mountain hollow and minaret next to the column supporting the sky. Similarly, the pyramids, built on the sarcophagi of mummies, they form a unit with pyramidiao, the point at which coverage ends, not by chance but by necessity. The column of smoke Atlas seems to have pointed in both the Egyptian obelisk as the Celtic Menha, North German or English, as well as the Gothic towers of the domes, directed towards the sky. It may not be a coincidence that the word Menha, designating a monument consisting of a Celtic block lifted vertically, has phonetic similarity with the word minaret. Also, the brightness of gold was imitated in the artificial hill, built by the hand of man. Herodotus reports that the temple to Marduk, Baal, the peak of Itmenanchis was all covered with gold. Figure 22. The mountain of the House of Stroneg in Lower Austria, characterizes the type of construction in steppes, prehistoric, Germany, Austria, France, Hungary and Sweden, Uppsala Old, and in North America. Both served the cult, as the place of refuge, at times violent. Jump to either formal similarity with the prototype, figure 20. The pyramids bearing metal crowns, and gold were the roofs, at the tip of the pagodas. The abundance of gold ornaments of the temple, pyramids of the Aztecs, led the glamour and greed of the Spanish conquerors. And even the Christian Cathedral of Milan, made this dream of a multiplicity of points of marble, has a peak golden, brilliant, the Madonnina. That the works of cults blink with the brightness of the red, gold metal? Because its prototype, forgotten, long, with a peak bright and visible to the great distance, was the lighthouse that night for the sailors, millennia ago, rumor them to the island of the gods, in the Atlantic, which later became submerged. This is not only the brightness that comes from the mountain, it also expels the smoke coming out of the crater of the volcano, and therefore these elements are also present in works of worship, based on the original image. Even if a version of unimaginable horror, this appears in its more pure and crystalline in the temple, pyramids of the Aztecs, whose top was installed on the altar of sacrifice, whose flames consumed the offerings made to gods. In Phoenicia and Carthage, the mountain on fire became a god in flames, that terrible devouring monster, Moloch, or Melech, the god, king, which was sacrificed the firstborn. In the Old Testament, the altar of fire, fat and meat were burned in sacrifice to Jehovah. Carnage and again were sacrificed on altars of Greece and Rome. The Christian altar undoubtedly evolved from the old altars of sacrifice, an offering to serve symbolic and, thus, the incense is there to form the cloud, indicating the proximity of God and which, it seems, followed the dialogue between the divinity and fatal, since the days of Atlantis. And that strange universal symbol of ancient Europe, the universal tree, perhaps it would be a recasting of the mountain lake that expels the smoke and maintains the sky. The universe rests on his column and thin, similar to clouds. The branches and foliage spring from its trunk. This symbolism is unintelligible to a column supporting the sky, but perfectly appropriate if it is a canopy of trees that can be only represented the starry sky. This symbol is part of the megalithic civilization that developed the Ware, following the retreat of glaciation. The man of Gros, Magnon type colonized the Virgin Land and erected these works which, with its boulevards of monolithic columns, leading to coastal, long sunk at sea, pointing to the west, to its origin, which also came from the Gros, Magnon man in red leather. Like as in the east, it shows the symbolum in the universal tree of Europeans. Enigmatic Bri, Germanic, also unexplained, in the west, find the feather serpent, related to various deida with Quetzalcoatl the Mayan and Aztecs, Cucumac, Guatemala and Culcan in Akata. The snake, which leaves, or water or a hole of the earth, symbolizing the earth and water, for their plumagon acquires the power to fly, float in the air. However, what is that, as languages of fire, leaving the crater of the volcano, reaching the sky and rises to the celestial spheres? What is it springs from the earth, water original, inside of which everything floats? It is a smokus vos ante, to the sky, which came out of the volcano, which feature a mountain. Sacred mountains differs from other common, extinct, or dormant, and it gives divine dignity. In the New World, the feather serpent is the symbol of the universal god. The legend itself to how it came to the continent, from Tlitlan, an island in the sea, east of America.